What did Jesus mean when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life"? It's the time of year where we are coming into Holy Week, and all Christians around the world will have their minds on the crucifixion of Christ and then his miraculous resurrection, by which he showed us that death is not the ultimate end. So let's tap our brains a bit and see what we already know or what we recall about what was happening when Jesus said this. When Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," who was he speaking to? Where was he? And what were the circumstances happening? If you recall correctly, you remember that Jesus said this to Martha. This happened after Lazarus had died and had in fact been dead for a few days. Jesus was just outside Mary and Martha's town, and Martha knew he was coming and went out on the road to meet him. And Martha was not exactly happy. She was perhaps exasperated, flustered. She said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Then Martha tells Jesus that she still knows that God will do for Jesus whatever he asks. How does Jesus respond? Jesus says, "Your brother will rise again." Martha then answers and says, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And then Jesus replies, "I am the resurrection and the life." And right here, I want to pause for a little while and look at what Jesus said to Martha. It is another one of those many instances when the word we use to translate misses a little something, but that little something is actually quite meaningful. See, Martha said to Jesus, "I know my brother will rise again at the resurrection of the last day." Martha is talking about the belief that many Judeans and Galileans had at that time, that there would be a resurrection event that would occur in the future on the last day, that all the righteous who had died before would all be resurrected at that point in the future. And the word she uses is anastasi. Martha refers to the anastasi. And every single place in the Bible where it talks about the resurrection in the New Testament Gospels, that is the word that is used, the anastasi. It's the resurrection, referring to the future event. When Jesus replies, however, he uses a different form. He does not say, "I am the resurrection event." He doesn't say, "I am the anastasi." Instead, he replies, "I am the anastasis." And truly, to get the deeper meaning here, it is this. Martha says, "I know my brother will rise again at the resurrection." And Jesus replies, "I am the rising up and the life." What he means is, "I am that which resurrects. I am the life." And the word life here too is the word zoe. And that word in the Greek refers and implies both physical life and spiritual life, particularly focusing on the spiritual future life. And then Jesus goes on and says, it's translated in most English versions something like this: "The one who believes in me will live, even though he should die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Okay, now I'm going to read this to you in a more closely word-for-word reading or translation that's a little more directly tied to the original language. I like the way it flows and the way things are juxtaposed in the original. Jesus says, "The one believing in me, even though he should die, he will live." Those two are juxtaposed side by side. Even though he should die first, he will live. And everyone living and believing in me will never die. Never. For eternity. There's also additional emphasis in the original. So Martha says, maybe even she is sighing, yes, I believe my brother will resurrect at the final resurrection event. But then Jesus gives her a whole new knowledge. I believe this is the first time Jesus explained anything this deeply to anyone about the eternal spiritual life that continues on after death. He explained it to Martha. The one believing in me, even though he should die, he will live. And everyone living and believing in me will never die, never, for eternity. He knew he could trust Martha with his knowledge, and then he asked her, do you believe this? Do you believe this knowledge, this insight, this spiritual truth I just gave you? And Martha says, yes, Lord. I believe you are the Christ, the Messiah, the one the world is expecting. Oh, be like Martha. She has her close moment with Jesus on the road, in her grief, in her disappointment, and Jesus meets her where she is coming from, and he reveals this great truth about who he is, what he does, and what this means for our future. Thank you for listening. You may find free and additional resources at gospellifelearning.com, including this podcast for re-listening or its transcript for reading. You may also find free downloadable journal and study pages to help you draw closer to God with each teaching episode. You can find Gospel Life Learning on Facebook and Instagram with the username Gospel Life Learning. If you have benefited from this free content, we ask that you consider supporting this ministry by sharing the website or the podcast with your friends. Together, we can offer encouragement and support for many in finding the heart of God for our lives.